that's not easy. The NYC Test and Trace Course Paid Care Program can give you a free, safe hotel room with free meals and more. Or get resources to help you safely quarantine at home. Remember, if you feel sick, don't wait. Separate. Call 212-COVID-19 or visit nyc.gov/takecare for help.
Keyshawn Johnson, and this is your home for New York Jets football. This is 98.7 ESPN.
WEPN-FM, New York. This is SportsCenter.
Hello there. I'm Mark Robbins. We are an hour away from the kickoff to Super Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. It'll be the Colts and Bills and Buffalo going first, followed by the Rams in Seattle. And then at 8:15 p.m. Eastern, it's Tampa Bay at Washington. The Bucs were a hot pick at the beginning of the season to make it to the Super Bowl. Now they come in as a wild card, the fifth seed in the NFC. They're a big favorite over Washington, but ESPN NFL analyst Mina Kimes says, hey, wait just a minute.
I think this is a sneaky, difficult matchup for him. I mean, the Washington offense ain't going to get anything done, but as much as Brady's been rolling over the last month, he's played terrible defenses. He's been unpressured. He's been pressured on like 10% of his dropbacks, which is so far below the rest of the NFL. And here comes this Washington defense that can get pressure with four. And we talk a lot about Chase Young, but that entire defensive line is a nightmare. And we know how Brady struggles with interior pressure.
That's Mina Kimes recently on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin here on ESPN Radio. A little baseball news for you. ESPN's Jeff Passan reports Kyle Schwarber has reached a one-year, $10 million deal with the Washington Nationals. In the NBA, Steph Curry dropped 38 on the Clippers Friday night. Golden State came back from 22 down to beat L.A. 115-105. The Jazz drilled a club record 25 three-pointers in a 131-118 win at Milwaukee. And Oklahoma City beats the Knicks 101-89. There goes the Knicks' three-game winning streak.
It's Greeny, and this may very well be the best football weekend of all time. Six playoff games in the NFL, and then Monday night, the college football championship. We'll be all over it together Monday with me, Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
It's, oh my God, the NBA. It almost is sacrosanct.
I mean, people are on the ground ripping open testing kits.
We all have it. It's no way we all don't have it. You knew that the direction of the entire 2020 year for the whole world just took a massive turn.
30 for 30 Podcast presents March 11th, 2020. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-223-0950. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-223-0950. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-223-0950. 1-800-223-0950.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
What is up? What is up? It is Wild Card Weekend. People, somebody pinch me. We are finally here. unbelievable. And what a week it's been, I tell you, boy. Good thing I love my job. Good thing I love my job. We've got Ty and Jake, who are producing the show back in New York. I'm in my home studio, getting you prepared, of course, for Wild Card Weekend. Gentlemen, you ready? You ready? Buckle up, baby. Buckle up.
Super Wild Card Weekend. And because my New York football Jets are not involved, I can just enjoy the games objectively and, you know, root for the financial gains.
Can you? Can you, though? Can you enjoy them objectively?
Why not? Why wouldn't I be able to?
I'm sure there has to be, if you are a fan, if there's fandom involved in your life, I would imagine that, you know, there has to be a little bit of envy, okay. A little bit of,
yes.
You know, like, especially with the Buffalo Bills, dude.
Correct.
I mean, the Bills have been just as horrible as the Jets for so long. Are you looking at that and going, why them?
You're right.
Why not us?
You're right.
Why them?
I'm rooting against Buffalo.
Are you really?
Yes, because...
How can you root against Buffalo and Josh Allen?
They're an
AFC... Oh, my gosh!
They're an AFC East rival.
I know, so don't you... Here, this is very interesting. 800-919-3776. I wasn't even planning to go here, but since you opened Pandora's box, I'm going to jump right in. And, you know, why wouldn't you want to root for a team in your division?
Well, because...
Just to prove how good and how... competitive your division is.
Yeah, but that
why
does
wouldn't
nothing
you want
for you?
To root?
What does that do for you? The other teams
I think,
in your division winning
I think it solidifies the division. I think it makes the division more legit.
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter. You would rather your team be good and like if your team was good and all the other teams stunk, there's no problem with that. You don't have any issues with that. You just don't want to see the teams that you despise win.
You know what? Listen. I'm not like I totally respect your opinion. These are your feelings. This is what's coming out of your heart, and I respect that. I'm not a fan of it. Like I guess I am somewhat of a fan of several teams. Right? I grew up in the 70s, so I'm a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You were either Pittsburgh, if you're around my age, you're around my. Era, you know, it was one or the other. It was Pittsburgh or the Dallas Cowboys. It was one or the other. And then as I got older, growing up in Miami, Joe Robbie Stadium was built. Dan Marino came in, obviously. Miami Dolphins, Duper, Clayton, you know, Don Shula, all that Dolphin fan at heart as well. And then I got into this crazy business that I love so much. And I spent 4 years in Baltimore. In those 4 years, I covered the Baltimore Ravens. And I hosted Ravens player shows with Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs and Jonathan Ogden and Ray Rice and a number of other players. And probably Steve Bisciotti, the only owner of the Ravens, is probably one of my favorite humans on the planet. So, yeah, I mean, does my heart bleed a little purple? Absolutely it does. And then I come here to New York, and I work for the New York Football Giants, part of their broadcast team for over 5 years. And I love that organization. I love that ownership. I can't say enough wonderful things about John Mara and that family. They treated me with such respect. And I really, the years that I was there, I had such a great time covering that team. Probably the best day of my entire professional career was the day that the day after the Giants won the Super Bowl, right? And I come back and I got to ride on one of the floats. I got to ride with the defensive lineman, OC, Tuck. Those guys down the, you know, throughout the streets of downtown New York, I had tears in my eyes the entire time, and I didn't even play. It wasn't even my place. It wasn't even my moment. But just to be there and experiencing that, and then to walk into MetLife Stadium on a school night with 40, 50,000 fans there just to cheer them on, just to see the Super Bowl trophy, probably one of the best days of my professional. So do I bleed a little blue in my heart for the Giants? Yes, I'd be lying if I didn't. So am I a fan, of across the board here and there of teams? I am. But I think what makes sports so great, and listen, I have to be honest here, and if you know anything about me, you know that I'm an avid gambler. Right? Like it's what I do. It's what I love to do. It's how I really thoroughly enjoy games. And again, as we always like to state here on 90.7 ESPN, you know, you always have to gamble responsibly. Okay. And gambling can become an addiction. So I need to state that, but You know, I always tell people, gamble what you could afford to lose. Because more often than not, you're going to lose your money. Okay? Gambling is like, to me, gambling is like going to see a movie. Right? You're paying the $15, $25 now in New York. Some places it costs $25, $30 to go see a damn movie. But you're paying, that's your cost of admission. Because what happens when you're gambling? You're enjoying the game more because there's so much more riding on the game. You know, like, for example, in this first game today, I've got overs on Josh Allen, over 300 passing yards, over 2.5 touchdown passes. I've got Jonathan Taylor, over 70 rushing yards. I've got Hines, over 30 and 32.5 receiving yards. You know, so anyway, so, you know, I have a larger, I've got interest. I've got a bigger viewing interest, and I'm going to enjoy the game more. But that's my price of admission in order to enjoy the game differently. And if I get a return on my investment, great. If I don't, you know what? I still enjoyed it. Even if I lost money, I still it took me to a different level of watching and interpreting and digesting a game. But again, more times than not, you lose money. But it is you are paying for the enjoyment of watching a game with money on the line. That's what people need to understand. So again, when you hear us here at 98.7 ESPN say gamble wisely, it means gamble money that you can afford to lose, and your life doesn't change a lick in an hour, in a day, in a minute. Okay, so I have to preface that. But where I'm going with this is to say, you know, in covering the NFL now, as long as I have, you know, there's certain teams, there's certain players that you fall, like, I don't want to say so romanticized, fall in love with. I'm not in love with Josh Allen, but, like, I dig him. I mean, you know, a number of NFL analysts were, you know, that what a hit and miss for the Bills. This guy can't do much. He can't throw the ball. You know, his accuracy is off. Bills will never mount to anything with him at the quarterback position. Talk about a dude who's turned it around. Talk about an organization that's done it right for him. I can't what the Buffalo Bills have been able to do offensively with Josh. It's an amazing story that I want to get behind and I want to feel good about it. I love those rag to riches stories. I love players who are always told, you know, Josh Allen, he wasn't even recruited. He started out off at a community college. He couldn't even get a scholarship to a school, to quarterback at a university. And I was watching, and I know we're ESPN, but I'm an equal opportunity viewer and listener when it comes to sports. And I was watching Colin Cowherd. He's one of my favorites. I was watching him this week. He said he spoke to a handful of executives that are actually questioning whether or not if they were to start a franchise, would they start the franchise with Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes? Like, that is even a conversation that is taking place right now within NFL executives, talking about a guy who couldn't even get a top Division A1 scholarship to go even hold a freaking clipboard. And now I just think the storyline, like, I love it. Like, I want to get behind the storyline. You know, I want to root for him. I want to put money on his success today. And I'm going to enjoy the game even more. So, you know, my heart goes out to you, Ty. And again, I totally respect your opinion on that, not wanting to root for the Buffalo Bills. I don't know what that's like, right? Like, I don't know. I can't say that in the variety of my fandom, because of teams that are very near and dear to me because of my personal and professional experience with them, that I root for someone else. I just don't. I, you know, it's like, you know, the guys that I work with at Daily Wager, if you do watch, of course, we were on this morning at 9 a.m. I thought we really put together a fantastic show, helping people, you know, win money today and of course tomorrow. They make fun of me all the time because I'm always on the over of prop bets, over passing yards, over touchdowns, over receiving yards. Well, I think it's an indication of who I am as a human being. Right? I'm rooting for people. I look, and you know this, Ty, we've been working together for a while now. Like, my glass is always half full. I'm always looking for the silver lining. I don't have fun rooting for a guy to, like, not do well
Although I do have some unders this week.
Anita?
I know. I know where you're going. Go ahead. I deserve it. Go ahead. Throw me in. Ask me. Go ahead.
Let's go to the National Basketball Association. The best player in basketball is who?
I didn't know.
Well, we can go football.
Going.
We can go Brady.
That's where I thought you were going later on this afternoon, because I do have the under in Brady's passing yards. But a big reason why is because it's like 294 and a half passing yards. Are you kidding me? 294 passing yards against that Washington defense? I think that's just absolutely a ridiculous number for the odds makers, as brilliant as they are. And I find it fascinating how often they just hit that number, or they're around that very magical number that they come up with week in and week out. It's amazing to me. But I am on the under of Tom Brady's passing yards today. I am on a few unders. Mitchell Trubisky under passing yards. David Montgomery under total yards. His total yards are 94 and a half, both receiving and rushing, against that Saints defense. I don't get that. I don't get that at all. And by the way, I know we're going to take a quick break. We've got a full bank load of calls. Chan, Anthony, Steve, Sal, DJ, hang tight. We are going to get to you. We get back. But prior to us starting the show, I stumbled upon, I think, is the lock of the year. The lock of the year. I'll share that with you when we get back. We'll take your calls, 800-919-3776. Are you like Ty? Are you a Jets fan and you're like, you just want to see the Buffalo Bills lose to the Colts, not advance to go to the next round of the playoffs? Or are you rooting for them because they are in your division? And I think it is sound, and I think it is impressive, you know, if you play in a division that's more competitive. You know, a big reason, you know, I always knock Brady all the time, you know, that we call him the GOAT because he's been to so many Super Bowls. Do you really think if Brady didn't play in the NFC East that he'd go to AFC East. Do you really think that if Brady didn't play in the AFC East that he would have gone to so many Super Bowls? That he would have gotten through that division as many times as he did, as the Patriots did? No way. He would have had a chance. So I would be more impressed with Brady winning those many Super Bowls coming out of the AFC North. I'd be more impressed with Brady winning those many Super Bowls coming out of the NFC East. But out of the AFC East? Come on, let's be honest. All three teams have been just god-awful cellar dwellers for so long. I just think that there is legitimacy to rooting for a team in your division because it is only going to elevate your division to have more respect in and around the NFL. Again, just my two cents. 800-919-3776. We've got Cynthia Freeland. We'll hear from Cynthia Freeland. We're going to break down Saturday games as well as Sunday games with Cynthia Freeland. And also, we need to take a look at the big picture in regard to the playoffs. And, Bill Barnwell is going to join me. And we're going to talk about who we expect to win this whole damn thing. So a lot to get to. A lot of football, obviously. We're on till 3 o'clock, by the way. I know the Bills and the Colts, they kick off at 1 o'clock. So we'll continue to talk football, and we will also keep you up to speed on the scores and all the prop bets and all of that. So still a lot more coming your way. Anita Marks with you this afternoon here on 98.7 ESPN.
2020 was a year worth leaving behind. So 98.7 ESPN is changing it up for 2021. It all starts with DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg with their new show at 5 a.m. going till 8 a.m. every weekday.
Start banking your sleep, people.
Change the way you wake up and do it with DCR.
So that is gigantic.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin do their thing from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Greeny takes over at 10 a.m. and goes till noon. Then Bart Scott and Alan Hahn move into the noon to 2 p.m. slot, leading you into the Max Kellerman Show at 2 p.m. And then, of course, it's the number one sports radio show in New York, the Michael K. Show at 3 p.m.
Watch out, competitors.
Followed by Chris Carlin at 7. Larry Hardesty and Gordon Gamer round out the day at 10 p.m.
I think this is a great opportunity for the station. I'm excited about it.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
If you want to talk to someone who hears what you have to say and can help you understand what you're feeling about life's challenges during COVID-19, call and talk to a New York Project Hope crisis counselor, confidentially, anonymously, and free of charge. Call 1-844-863-9314 any day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. or visit nyprojecthope.org to find out more.
I think Miss Alvarez should get free McDonald's.
To thank teachers for going above and beyond, we're giving away free thank you treats.
Thank you, Miss Faniel.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Teachers, from January 6th to the 15th, come into McDonald's for one of our new bakery sweets, an apple fritter, cinnamon roll, or blueberry muffin, along with a McCafe premium roast coffee free. We're proud to give back to the communities that give so much to us. Only available at participating McDonald's. Must show valid school ID, one per person per day. Not available via mobile order and pay or McDelivery.
Fitness will always be about keeping a routine. And the best routines in life will always make time for enjoying yourself. Michelob Ultra, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. They say, trust the process. But if enjoyment isn't part of that process, don't trust the process. Michelob Ultra, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC.
Let's go. He's obviously a great young player, so, you know, we got our hands full with that D-line, one of the best D-lines in the league. So Chase is a great young player. Went to Ohio State, so naturally I think the Ohio State-Michigan thing wears off on him a little bit. I understand that.
That is Tom Brady talking about Chase Young. Chase Young came out this week and said, I want me some Tampa Tom. Oh, boy. I love that he did that. I know he got ripped for it. I don't have a problem with it. Dude's going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's this month. He won NFC Defensive Player of the Month. He's unbelievable, and I shared this stat all week on Daily Wager. I love Washington +8. I'm going to play Washington on the money line. Call me crazy. I don't mind that they're going to be switching quarterbacks out. Alex Smith or Heinicke. I believe is that's how we pronounce his name. This is all about the defense, and this is the defense getting after Tom Brady. And listen, I know quarterbacks don't like to get touched. As I say, you know, well, Tom Brady doesn't like to get hit, and Chris Canty always says, well, what quarterback does? And, you know, no, you're absolutely right. I never like to get a hit. Quarterbacks don't like to get a hit. It's not part of the game plan. You know, part of the game plan for football teams is great offensive line play and keep people away from your quarterback, right? That's the game plan. So no quarterbacks like to get hit. But Tom Brady, more than most, you know why? More than any quarterback, the dip in production in regard to completion percentage and yards per attempt decrease more with Tom Brady than any quarterback in the NFL when he's not playing in a clean pocket. So Tom Brady is affected more than any quarterback in the NFL when he's getting pressured. 44% completion percentage, and he only averages 5 yards per attempt. Okay? That's what's so significant about this matchup. And right before the show came on, I came across, I think this is the lock of the week. And you can find it on DraftKings. Chase Young, one sack tonight, plus 155. What does that mean? You could put $100 down and you win $155 back if Chase Young just gets after Tom Brady and sacks him once tonight. Now, keep in mind, this is a young man who, he called him out. He called him out. He is coming for Tampa Tom. He is going to pin those ears back and get after the avocado-eating ice cream man. Yes, he is. To me, this is one of my best, this is my favorite prop bets, and I just stumbled upon it. I was looking for team sack total over on the game, and I stumbled upon this, and like these odds to me are just insane. Plus 155? Oh, man. I'm locked and loaded on that. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Anthony. He's in the car. Anthony, welcome in.
Hey, what's going on, Anita? How are you?
I'm great. Good afternoon. Happy New Year, Anthony. Welcome in.
Happy New Year. My favorite person on the radio. So I want to say this. There's no shot that I could root for the Buffalo Bills. I'm a long suffering, which is part of saying Jet. You got to start with long suffering. Long suffering Jet fan. So
right.
I'm rooting for Brady to lose. I'm rooting for the Bills to lose. And the way that Jamal left the Jets, I'm rooting for the Seahawks to lose. That's my playoffs this year. Is rooting for those three to lose.
Okay. Listen, again, and I appreciate the phone call, Anthony, and, like, again, like, it's fair. Like, it's fair. I get it. Like, I get it. I think it's an interesting discussion and an interesting way of looking at things. Let's go to Steve in Jersey. Steve, welcome in.
Hi, Anita. Happy New Year.
Hi. Same to you.
I'm defending. I want the Bills to win. I'm a longtime Jet fan, too. But I think you want your division to be the best, so next year you have to beat the best to be the best. Plus, I'm kind of a closet Josh Allen fan. I would have rather had them draft him over Sam Darnold, but that's my opinion.
And you and I share the same opinion, so that's nice. What is your take on the game? What is your take on the game today? How do you think what game? Like, how do you game scheme, game script? How do you see this playing out?
I think the Colts are going to get destroyed. To be honest, I think they give up too much through the air. He's going to have a big day, especially when he didn't do great against Houston last year. I think this year he's going to come in and be ready.
That very well could happen, Steve. Steve, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. By the way, just some nuggets here for you. Weather conditions, not so bad, but it is apparently, it's good. Weather conditions are like low 30s, but it's supposed to feel like 20 degrees right now in Buffalo. The Colts, they've had 5 outdoor games this season. They're 2-3 in outdoor games. The Buffalo Bills, this is an offensive explosion. It's really amazing. Get this. The Bills have outscored their opponents by 119 points. And also, now this is where it really gets, brace yourself. Marinating this for a minute. They average over 140 total yards more than their opponents each week. That's 140, that's like a football field and a half. That's how many more yards they average over their opponents each and every week. Are you kidding me? They're averaging 35 points a game. I don't know if it's going to, like, I think, and we'll get into the other games a little bit later on. I want to focus a lot on this Bills game because it's kicking off in about 30 minutes. This hour, and then we'll dive into all the other games the next 2 hours, and of course, keeping you up to speed on all that's happening in that game. I think this is going to be a lot closer than what most people think. I think the Bills might pull away towards the end. I do like the Bills minus 6.5 here. I like the Bills in their point total over of 29.5. I like the over in this matchup. You know, the Colts have a lot of offensive weapons, and here's the one area that the Colts have a leg up on the Bills is that the Colts have a top 5 offensive line in the NFL, and the Bills have a bottom, this might surprise people, the Bills have a bottom 5 defensive line in the NFL. Love Jonathan Taylor today. Jonathan Taylor, over 73.5 rushing yards. Diggs is going to be active. Beasley's, everybody's going to be active, as I like to call it, active and attractive for the Bills today. I like Diggs to score and Bills win at plus 170. I like Diggs and Jonathan Taylor, both of them, anytime touchdowns. I think they both find the end zone today. You could get that at 3-1. And we were talking about how much we love, at least how much I love Josh Allen. Josh Allen over passing yards at 301.5 and also over rushing yards. Colts play a lot of zone defense, and Josh Allen just loves to rush the ball in zone defense. And so I like the over in 29.5 rushing yards. I think Josh Allen just crushes it. I'm playing him a lot in DFS today, by the way. 800-919-3776. We come back. We'll continue with your calls. Sal, DJ, Hutch, Chan, I see you guys. We'll get to you. Anita Marks with you on this Saturday afternoon leading into game one of our postseason wild card weekend. The Bills and the Colts. Can't wait. More to come. 90.7 ESPN.
Press the button right.
Are you ready to get wild? Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, Derrick Henry and the Titans, ready to go all in because it's win.
Let's finish it now.
Go home. It's a Super Wild Card weekend with 2 days of triple headers. The NFL Wild Card, Ravens, Titans, Sunday at 1 Eastern on ABC and ESPN.
It's, oh my God, the NBA, it almost is sacrosanct.
I mean, people are on the ground ripping open testing kits.
We all have it. There's no way we all don't have it. You knew that the direction of the entire 2020 year for the whole world just took a massive turn.
30 for 30 Podcast presents March 11th, 2020. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
Listen up, football fans. I've got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend, okay? It's called the Same Game Parlay Bet, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. A Same Game Parlay Bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during this wild card weekend. So you can combine the money line, the over-under, player props, all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you place a Same Game Parlay risk-free. All FanDuel customers, you can get up to $10 back on your bet if you don't win. The playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot. The app is simple to use, and once you win, they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And if you haven't already, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with my promo code to get started. That promo code, Peter, all right? That's promo code P-E-T-E-R, Peter, at sign up. If you're a current customer, then you're all set. Must be 21 and over, present New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Start the year off right by rewarding the new you with a new brew. Klausthaler, the pioneer of non-alcoholic, will keep the new you going with a one-month digital fitness subscription. Text REWARD to 68683 for your chance to win. Even better, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win a brand new indoor fitness bike. Check our displays at your local retailers for great savings on Klausthaler Original, Dry Hop, and Grapefruit. Visit klausthaler.us and follow us on social media for more info. See site for official rules. Must be 21 or older. Imported by Rataburger Group, USA, Norwalk, Connecticut. Always enjoy responsibly.
Anita Marks with you here on 98.7 ESPN. I was just talking. We've got Ty and Jake, who are producing the show back in New York. And in the break, I was talking to Jake. I guess another episode of Your Honor comes out. Is it, Jake, is it tonight or tomorrow? I thought it doesn't come out until Sunday.
It's tomorrow night. Yeah, but I'm just so excited that I'm looking forward to it. And a lot of people obviously are big binge watchers these days. But when you start a show when it's live and you have to wait the full week, you just think about it the entire week. I don't know about you, but I think...
I know. I think we've gotten spoiled, right? Like I'm late to the party for Schitt's Creek, and so I'm on episode five. I'm on season five. I think like episode four now, I love that show. I love every character. I love the writing. I know I'm late to the party, But I just, I think it's so great. But again, where I'm going with this is, you know, I'm kind of spoiled. I'll sit here and I'll watch 7 episodes in a row, right? Like, you know, we're spoiled that way.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I started Cobra Kai the first season last Friday, and I was done with season 3 by Monday. So I'm a big binge watcher, too.
Yeah, so, but when, you know, these shows that are on HBO and Showtime, you know, unfortunately, we don't get that luxury. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Sal in Dutchess. Sal, you're up. Welcome in.
Good afternoon, Anita. Happy New Year to you and your crew.
Thank you so much.
Okay, my question is this. I got 2 upsets today. I know what you're going to say about one, but I love the Colts to beat on Buffalo. Everybody says Buffalo,
what?
Buffalo, Buffalo. That's when it happens. That's when they get beat. And then I know you're not going to agree with me, but I think the Titans are going to do the same thing to the Ravens as they did last year. What do you think?
Okay. I mean, listen, I totally disagree with you. But
on
you
both?
Know,
on both?
I do. I think. Okay. I've got the Bills winning the Super Bowl. I know I just went to...
Oh, my God.
I know. I know I just went to the last chapter. But Sal, this offense, you realize that they should be 10-0, right? Like the only reason they're 9-1, is because of the Hail Mary pass from, Kyler Murray, in that Cardinals, this Bills team, like their offense is so good. And I do believe that they're going to either face Kansas City or the Ravens the AFC Championship game. And they have the offensive firepower to go toe-to-toe with either team. So, and here's another thing for you. I think it's a lot more difficult to predict how the AFC is gonna pan out than the NFC. I really do. Because in the AFC, listen, you can make an argument for the Ravens. You can make an argument for the Bills. You can make an argument for Kansas City. In the NFC, I think you could only make 2 arguments. And that's the Green Bay Packers and the Saints. And even and chances are, however it plays out, they're going to face each other in the NFC Championship game. Like, I'm more confident that those are going to be the 2 NFC Championship opponents, and one of them is going to represent for the Super Bowl out of the NFC, than I am, like, whew. I think there's more parity on the AFC side this year. Let's go to DJ in Newark. DJ, welcome in.
Hey, good to hear from you. How are you doing today?
Hi. Welcome in, DJ.
Hi. You guys started off the show talking about, you know, if you're seeing your rivals in the playoffs, who do you root for, and can you be objective? And for me, I always try and weigh who's going to, you know, get the most happiness out of it. So I look at a Washington team and a franchise that needs some wins. I look at the NFC East, which was the laughing stock of the NFL, and I say, we need this win. But I also don't want Dan Schneider, who seems to be, from all accounts, not a good person, to have a terrible day today. So I wonder if when it comes to you and your betting, do you ever have to kind of pull back on your personal feelings when you look at these matchups and you look at
you
things
can't,
like that?
You can't, DJ, you can't. It's like I say this in regard to fantasy as well, right? Like, you can't play fantasy. You can't gamble with your heart. It has to be with your head. You have to do the research. You have to look at the stats. You have to look at the analysis. Or I shouldn't say can't. You shouldn't, right? Like, you shouldn't. I'm assuming you're talking about, you know, if you're a Giants fan, are you rooting for Washington? Listen, let's go beyond just the fact that the Washington is in the Giants division. What an amazing story! I don't know how early you guys were up today, but you know, they replayed my good friend Stefania Bell, who does a phenomenal job at ESPN. They replayed her series, her documentary with Alex Smith, and all that he had to endure and all he had to go through just to walk again. This morning I had already done my makeup for Daily Wager, and I'm watching the documentary, and I've got tears running down my face, and I'm like, what am I doing? I've already done my makeup. Like, I can't cry. Like, the documentary is so gripping, you know, when Stefania was talking to the wife, Alex's wife, and the team doctor for the Washington team, and they were talking about amputating his leg. Can we just marry, like, let's just think about that tonight when this game kicks off. Like, that was a realistic possibility, that Alex Smith was going to amputate his leg. And here he is suiting up, potentially, possibly, word out of Washington is that he's going to give it a go and play in a postseason game? And he has been a big factor in them getting there. The whole Dwayne Haskins, you know, drama and all that went down. Thank God they had Alex Smith. So, that's a story you want to get behind. Then let's go one step further. Ron Rivera battling cancer. He loses his brother to cancer. He said the most difficult phone call he ever had to make was calling his mom and telling his mom that he had cancer too. And that there was a chance that his mother was going to lose a second son to this horrible illness. How can you not root for Washington? Just to win one game. Just to win one game for Alex Smith and Ron Rivera. I'm probably more excited about this Washington Bucks game late tonight than any of these games today. Really. I mean, I'm getting emotional right now talking about it. Let's go to Hutch in Fairfield. Hutch, you're up.
Hey, Anita, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Same to you.
So just wanted to call, give my thoughts on the Colts-Bills game. I can't unsee last year's playoff game when Josh Allen looked like a deer in headlights playing against the Texans. And I just, hopefully he's improved. And I know the regular season's been better, but I'm just, I'm skeptical, to be honest. I know everyone's on the Bills right now. So just wanted to get your thoughts on, if he's matured enough. And then just my second thought was, why hating on the AFC East and Brady and the six Super Bowls? I know you made the AFC North analogy, but they've got the Browns and the Bengals, which is quite frankly.
Don't go anywhere because I do want to have this conversation with you. Let's be honest. I don't mean to throw shade. I don't mean to hate on them, but look at the record of the Miami Dolphins and the Bills and the Jets for the past decade. More times than not, this has been one of the least competitive divisions in all of, not just the NFL, but you could argue all of professional sports. And when you talk to coaches, when you talk to general managers, they will tell you it's not, they don't necessarily look at their full schedule. It's all about the most important games are the division games. Why? Because all you have to do is get in. And then it's a clean. Look at Washington. Washington's in with a below 500 record, Hutch. There are teams that won 10 or 11 games that did not get into the postseason this year. Why? Because Washington won their division below 500. So now, once they're in, now it's a clean slate. And now is when, really, the true competition happens. But the first step is getting in. And throughout Brady's entire career, and it's not just Brady, it's Bill Belichick as well. We talk about Tom Brady being the greatest of all time. We talk about Bill Belichick being the greatest of all time. Both of these two gentlemen have benefited from playing and coaching a team that has been in one of the least competitive divisions in all of professional sport. That's my point, Hutch. Knowing each and every year how competitive the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Baltimore Ravens have been. Do you really feel that if Tom Brady played for the Cleveland Browns or the Cincinnati Bengals, that he would have as many Super Bowl appearances as he had in this division with the Patriots? I don't think so. Hutch, I don't think so.
Yeah, I appreciate the willingness to have a debate about it. I think on those two teams, no, I wouldn't want to have someone I dislike on those two teams. But I'm saying, every division has its weak spots. Aaron Rodgers is, a lot of people's favorite, and he's had the Lions and the Bears, and the, the washed up Vikings for a while. It's just, it's an odd game to play, especially when I know you always like to take a half glass, half full approach, at looking at things. And so it caught me as, a bit against your mentality, but I appreciate the thoughts and I appreciate the show today, Anita.
You got it. Thank you for calling in, Hutch. 800-919-3776. Chan, I know you've been sitting there for a hot second. We come back. You will be first up. We are just 15 minutes away from kickoff. So we come back. I will share with you again. I'll just go through my plays that I like heading into this game, and we will start looking ahead. Of course, second game on tap is the Rams and the Seattle Seahawks, which I have a special announcement and how you could watch that game with me later on this afternoon at 4:40. So stay tuned for that. I'll share that with you as well. A lot more coming your way. Anita Marks with you, 98.7 ESPN.
Coming up Monday, 2:55 on the Michael K Show, we review what happened during Super Wild Card Weekend. Some unbelievable moments. Steve Young will break it down for us as well. The Michael K Show, it starts at 2:55. It goes till 6:30 right here on 98.7 ESPN.
It's, oh my God, the NBA, it almost is sacrosanct.
I mean, people are on the ground ripping open testing kits.
We all have it. There's no way we all don't have it. You knew that the direction of the entire 2020 year for the whole world just took a massive turn.
30 for 30 Podcast presents March 11th, 2020. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anita Marks back with you live. BetMGM makes the pro football playoffs even more exciting with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today for a chance to win $100 in free bets when you put a $1 moneyline wager on any playoff game and a touchdown is scored in any game throughout the playoffs, regardless of your bet outcome. Just use the bonus code ANITA100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Experience big games like never before with the king of sportsbooks, innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the bonus code ANITA100 to win $100 in free bets if a touchdown is scored during the pro football playoffs. BetMGM is a place to bet with confidence on your favorite sports all year long. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in New Jersey. Restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Be sure you call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-223-0950. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-223-0950. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-223-0950. 1-800-223-0950.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We can help you out and get you ready for the colder weather ahead. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2019.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply. I don't know.
Watermelon sugar high. Anita Marks with you here at 98.7 ESPN. I'm multitasking. I'm trying to get my last minute bets in for the 1 o'clock game. Oh, boy. I had a friend of mine, very dear friend of mine, who I love very much, who just texted me and said, I'm listening to you. You sound so excited. I am. I am very excited. You know, it's been a long season. It's been a lot. And for the postseason to kick off today, let's give a shout out to the NFL and what they have been able to do. It really is remarkable. Full transparency, I did not expect the NFL season to go off as smoothly as it did in this pandemic environment we're living in right now. I thought for sure we were going to take a pandemic pause. I thought for sure that we were going to push the season back somewhat. I am amazed. I am amazed that we are where we are right now. And you just do have to give the NFL and Roger Goodell and all the medical staff. Let's give a shout out to the medical staff with all the 32 teams and how hard and diligently they've been working to get the season off. It really is a remarkable thing. All right, we've got about 10 minutes to kick off, so I just want to share with you, how am I playing this game? I'm playing the Bills -6.5. I'm also going to play the Bills in teasers. I'm going to tease the Bills with a few teams, okay? I'm going to tease the Bills down to -0.5. I'm going to tease them with the Rams. I'm going to tease the Rams up to +9. I'm going to tease them with the Washington team. I'm going to tease Washington up to +15. I'm also going to tease them with Washington and Tampa under. So that would be under 52.5. So I'm going to tease that under down to 52.5. I'm also going to tease them with the Ravens to +3. I'm going to tease them with the Pittsburgh Steelers to -0.5 as well. So I really like this Buffalo team as a part two or part one, however you want to phrase it, of a two-team teaser. I'm also taking the Bills over 29.5 total points. They've been averaging 35 a game. So I'm playing the Bills total points over. And in regards to prop bets, Josh Allen over passing yards, over rushing yards. Stephon Diggs, I think he scores a touchdown in the Bills win. You get that at +170. Both Diggs and Jonathan Taylor both score touchdowns. Taylor over 73.5 rushing yards. I also like Hines, one of the running backs for the Colts. I like him over in receiving yards for Hines. So just to give you an idea, those are just some of the plays that I will be partaking in this matchup. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Chan. Chan, welcome in.
Anita, how are you? Oof, I've been on hold for a little bit.
I'm sorry. That's my fault. That's my fault. I apologize.
No, it sounds like you're all fired up with the football. That's cool, but I'm going to change it a little bit. I want to talk NBA specifically because I wanted your input on what you think is going on with the Nets. You know, I've been going back and forth with Ty because he's a big Net fan. He thinks they're going to win it all this year.
But right.
The Kyrie Irving thing, is out of control. I just want to list a couple of things. I mean, this guy, he left LeBron after going to the NBA championship 4 years in a row. He mm-hmm. told Boston he was staying. He thinks the earth is flat, and he's not a basketball player. He's an artist. Remember that. And he's doing sage at the arenas. And to me, he's the new millennial Dennis Rodman because he just decided not to show up to a game. How does he do that?
Here's the one thing that really kind of gets my crawl more than anything else, Chan, is you couldn't text Steve. You couldn't text Steve. You couldn't text your head coach. Like, I don't know, like, if I'm running late to meet a friend for dinner, if I'm running late for any, like, for anything, if I'm not going to be anywhere for anything, I'm picking up the phone. I'm texting somebody.
He has no respect for Steve Nash.
I don't think he has a respect. I don't think he has respect for anyone, Chan. I think he's a narcissist. If you really want to be quite frank,
I just don't,
stuff happens in people's lives, right? Like, again, you know, I know, and I so appreciate the Twitter response and those who've already called in the show and all the messages out to me, but like, I lost my dog and in like within hour, like, well, she started suffering from heart failure within 3 hours. 3 hours at one point, she's running around, she's happy as a clam and eating and playing, and then all of a sudden she's hyperventilating. I had to rush her to the emergency. did some things to try to keep her alive for a few days, and I got a few extra days with her, and then I lost her. And I was a shell of myself. I couldn't work that day. I couldn't. Like, stuff happens in people's lives. I get it. But, like, I called my producers and said, hey, you know, as emotional as I was, hey, this is what happened to me. I can't be on the show today. You know, if you can, if it's okay, if I could have the day off, I need to grieve here. Like, this is really sudden for me. Like, I get it. Stuff happens. But you've got to communicate. You've got to respect other people. And one thing that I think time and time again, I don't think Kyrie respects the media, whether you had a bad situation or not. I don't think he respects anyone in the media. He obviously doesn't respect Steve Nash. Like to me, again, like, I get it. Stuff happens. But how do you not notify your head coach? And here's another one. Like, even for Steve Nash to tell the media, this is news to me. I this is the first time hearing it. I didn't get it. I didn't get a text message. I didn't get anything. I mean, how does that make him feel? Because now the perception. It's not good. It's sad state of affairs. Let's be honest. Let's go to Artie in Brooklyn. Artie, you're up.
Hey, Tita, how are you? I'm really sorry to hear about your daughter.
Artie, listen, I appreciate it. Listen, time heals wounds. I'm better today than I was before, and I shared that story just to say, listen, I get it. Stuff happens in people's lives very suddenly. We don't know the circumstances with what Kyrie's going through right now. We don't know.
Right.
You know, if it's something serious, my heart goes out to him. But you've got to have respect for other people, and you've got to communicate. That's my point.
I totally agree with that.
Right.
As far as the I was talking to Ty and then about Fields and saying, what are we going to do? And he says, I guess it all depends on the championship game, how he plays in the championship game. And that's, to me, that's tough when a game, the way you play in a game decides whether you're taking this kid. I hope they have their conviction already, that they already know what they're going to do. I'm just going back and forth, and you could go in so many different ways, even with Watson and everything. I want to take your take on Fields and the kid Wilson and what you think. And then part of me, too, is like, why don't you draft a lineman and then see if you could somehow pry Wentz from the Eagles? And there you go. You'll have a guy that's got the talent of any quarterback in college. Okay? He went number one. He's got the talent. And then you go with an offensive line and you keep your picks. What do you think about that idea?
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. And Artie, I appreciate your call. You know, I think we're putting too much stock. I think we're putting too much stock in that one game. You know, I reached out to a scout the other day after we saw Fields put on a show against Clemson, and my text to him was, now all of New York wants the Jets to draft Fields because of his performance against Clemson. His text message back to me was, tell all those Jets fans to go look at the Northwestern game. Okay. I haven't seen the Northwestern game, so, you know, that text message to me kind of fell by the wayside because I really didn't know what he was talking about. But once the NFL season is over, if you know anything about me, I do a deep dive into the draft. It's one of my favorite things. I will go, and I will watch that Northwestern game. And I don't know, Jets fans out there listening right now, you've got some time. Go online. Check out that Northwestern game. And I'm back on tomorrow morning, New York game day, me, Chris Canty, and Mike Tannenbaum, and call into the show. I'm really curious to get your thoughts. But that was the response I got back from a scout. You can't put so much weight, you know, it's such a small sample size. Granted, national stage, Clemson, probably his best opponent all year, put on a show. Great. But I just don't think we can put that much emphasis on one game. And, you know, in listening to a number of the analysts out there, like, I'm just hearing that the Jets are going to get the world for that number two pick, are going to get the world. And this is a team that's rebuilding. This is a team that needs a lot of help, a lot of help. And I just think it would, I think it would be really, and I would imagine that Joe Douglas is going to obviously digest and work out, find out what all the possibilities are here. But I would not, I guess where I'm going with this is I would not be surprised if the Jets do not move on from Sam Darnold and they trade the number two pick and they accumulate a ton of picks and they improve their draft stock that they are.
This is Click, 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 or Don't. Very simply, here's the headline. Are you interested in clicking or not?
All right, this is kind of a fun way. We tour around our wide, wide world of sport and find out what is trending based on the headlines. And Ty is producing the show. He leads the way for us. Ty, what is trending, my friend?
All right, so usually when we announce a big trade in the New York market, it is the Yankees having their World Series odds elevated. But this time, Steve Cohen's Mets have dipped themselves into the pile. Francisco Lindor, one of the best players in all of baseball, one of the best players at his position, shortstop, he is on his way to the Mets. So it's Frankie Lindor, Carlos Carrasco to the Mets for Andrés Giménez, Amed Rosario, Josh Wolf, and Isaiah Green. The Mets now get one of the stars of the league, and all of a sudden, this team is contending for a World Series.
You know, isn't that great? Isn't that amazing when you finally bring in an owner and an ownership group that's willing to spend money? And not only that is, you know, this is kind of like a catch-22, right? Like where, you know, you do see a lot of owners out there that are fans of their own team, and then they get too involved, right? And they start making decisions that might not be the best decisions. But then you've got owners out there that are fans of their teams, but do the right thing, right? They let the people that they hire in place make the decisions, but they got oodles and noodles of cash, and they want to spend on the team to make sure that the team is the most competitive. That is Steve Bisciotti in Baltimore with the Baltimore Ravens. That's what he does. And we're seeing, and hopefully that's so, that's what's happening here with the Mets. So, you know, I think this is just the start of it all. I think this is the tip of the iceberg. And I think Mets fans have to be really excited because I think that this is an organization that is headed in the direction where they are going to be just as much the talk of the town as the Yankees have been for decades.
Well,
so
I wouldn't go that far as the talk of the town because Yankee universe still dominates New York City. But, yes, they're headed in the direction where they're relevant.
Well, I'm saying that they are you're right. They're headed in that direction where they're going. Where I mean, I think this is just the beginning, Ty. They're going to build a star-studded roster as well. I have, you know, everything that I'm reading and I'm hearing about this organization and the new ownership. So and what's also going to be exciting is that now you're going to have two Major League Baseball franchises that are going to have a lot of big-name star players and be competitive. You know, I think the days of, those lonely Mets, you know, that ugly stepchild, the younger non-athletic brother to the family, I think those days are long gone. Yeah. At least I hope they are.
Now, Francisco Lindor will become a free agent after the 2021 season, but all expectations are that the Mets are going to sign him to a long-term extension. Lindor, a two-time Gold Glover, a career 285 hitter, and he's averaged 29 home runs, 86 RBIs, and 21 steals in his six major league seasons. Jake, what's up, my man?
Nothing much. How are you, Anita?
Great after that touchdown run from Josh Allen.
I bet you are.
I was getting there. So not only if you had the over in rushing yards for Josh Allen scoring a touchdown, but also the halftime, spread was the Bills -3.5.
Wow.
So if you had the Bills at -3.5, you covered the first half. So now you're playing with house money, taking it into the second half. So go have a party. Anyway, yeah, I'm great.
All right, so back to the click or don't click. So we talked about the Mets kind of, and is the guard changing in New York City? So my headline is, are the Yankees going to sign their MVP? You interested?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm going to clap.
All right. So, obviously, the MVP of the team for the last couple of seasons has been DJ LeMahieu. The Yankees and him are still not on, I guess, they're not on the right terms yet. So, as similar to Lindor, even though he's a staple of the lineup, I think that DJ LeMahieu is essential in coming back and being the main part of the Yankees lineup. So, without him, I think they'll be in deep trouble. If they fail to re-sign him, I think it would be a step back for the organization and could very well be one of the most controversial moves in Brian Cashman's tenure as the GM.
Let me ask you this. What are some of the other teams that are after him? Like I was reading, like there's some other teams that are interested in him.
So there hasn't been any big news exactly of what his offers have been, and that's why I think the Yankees are kind of hesitant because they don't want to outbid themselves. But the teams that I've heard possibly are the Blue Jays, which would be tough because they're in the same division as the Yankees. And the two teams that have a lot of money to spend would be the Mets, which is right across town. And can you imagine if the Mets somehow stole DJ LeMahieu away and the Los Angeles Dodgers, who obviously have been the best team in baseball over the last few years. So if he leaves to go anywhere, it would hurt the Yankees' heart. But I can only imagine how tough it would be if it would be one of those three teams, one in the division, one in the same state, and the team that you're basically going against to win the World Series every year. So if he leaves, the Yankees are in deep, deep trouble.
You know, I've said this time and time again. You know, to me, it's you know, and having a star-studded lineup is great. It's fun to watch, right? Chicks love the long ball. Like, we all like a lot of points to be scored. But, you know, call me old school. Defense wins championships in the NFL. Defense wins championships, I think, in Major League Baseball. It comes down to pitching to me. I'd be more excited for them to go out and get, like, you know, another ace pitcher to add to this rotation more so than making sure that they solidify, you know, a big bat in their lineup. But, again, that's just my own two cents.
All right, Anita, are we overreacting to a hot start?
Click it or don't click?
Yeah, that's a tease.
All right. Prior to last night, the Knicks went into their game against Oklahoma City. 5-3 was their best start since the 2012 season when they won 54 games. And Julius Randle, who everyone wanted to run out of town, has been playing fantastic. He had four games, 25-10, through their first eight contests. And RJ Barrett, the second-year player who the Knicks want to build this foundation around, he's been playing well. He's increased all of his outputs from last year. Last night, though, they fell to Oklahoma City at home. So did we overreact to the quick start? Because they had beaten four straight playoff teams. When you look at the Raptors, Pacers, Hawks, and Jazz, they had beaten the team in the East last year who finished with the best record in the Bucks. But last night they lost to Oklahoma City. Fans are already talking about, could this team make a playoff run? Can you get into that 7, 8, 9, 10 matchup with a chance to get to the playoffs? So did we overreact, or do you expect the Knicks to be a fun team that in the end is in the conversation for a postseason berth?
Yeah, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves right now. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. You know, and here's the thing, like, Knicks fans, enjoy the moment. You know, I think this Knicks team is played a lot better than any of us would have imagined with Randle and of course, you know, how they're playing defense. You know, I don't know about you, Ty. I know, again, you're a lot bigger NBA guy than I am. But, you know, it's evident how Tim Thibodeau's, you know, his appreciation and his love and his enthusiasm for defense.
Absolutely.
And how he has instilled that into this team, how we're seeing it so quickly. You know, usually it takes a hot second, right? It takes a hot second for things to develop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's, you know, just, I guess all I'm saying is, like, let's slow our roll. Let's slow down, okay? And let's take time to, like, smell and enjoy the
yes.
roses and take this all in and enjoy each and every game, you know? And
yep. I do think that at some point we're going to get that regression to the mean. Like, the Knicks were expected to be one of the worst teams in the NBA. They'll still be a lottery team, but they'll be fun because you got a lot of young players with RJ Barrett. You've got Obi Toppin, you've got Emmanuel Quickley, and mm-hmm. obviously I mentioned Julius Randle's been playing well, Mitchell Robinson. So you've got some fun players who don't really know how to win yet. I mean, they've gotten off to a really good start, but I think, like I said, you'll see that regression to the mean where they'll become more of the team that we thought they would be. Jake.
All right, and the last one of the day, we talked from the Mets to the Yankees, so it's only appropriate that we go to the Knicks to the Nets. And my headline, Anita, is Kyrie going to derail this season?
Ooh, yeah, of course I'm clicking that. Who wouldn't?
All right, so as most of us know by now, he's decided to sit out the last couple of games. They had a big victory over the 76ers without him when they won 122-109. But they lost last night to the Memphis Grizzlies. They clearly missed his presence, even though Caris LeVert balled out and had himself a great game. But the reports are that he didn't feel like playing due to what transpired in D.C. on Wednesday. He didn't reach out to management to let them know that he would be missing the games. So a lot of controversy there. We all know he's a great basketball player, but we've also heard about his baggage in the past. So do you think that Kyrie is going to derail this season for a championship-caliber Brooklyn Nets team?
I really hope not. You know, again, very disappointing in regard to the events and what's taken place the last several days. And, you know, again, you know, who knows what he's dealing with emotionally based on things that our country has been dealing with in the last 24 to 48 hours. I get it. I think it's hard for a lot of us. Could be harder for some more than most. You know, my thing is, like, where's KD in this? You know, these two guys got together and decided to join forces and come here. And, you know, both of them are getting paid. Like, we know that. But, you know, some things are sometimes it's more about money. I mean, these guys came here to win a championship. And I know we're sitting here, and if you're a Nets fan, I'm sure you're somewhat concerned and disappointed and upset. And how's KD feeling? I'm really curious. Like, how does KD feel right now? You know what I mean? Like, dude, I came here to join forces with you to win a championship. I had choices. There were a lot of places I could have gone. And I came here to play with you. Like, you know, step up. Like, do the right thing. Like, let's do this. Stop screwing around. With all due respect to Kyrie, if he needed some time away, fine. But don't just, like, MIA. Tell somebody. Communicate. Steve Nash and the organization, they look foolish. You know? They just do. So, and this isn't the first situation that has transpired with Kyrie since the season started. So, you know. Has KD said anything? Has KD mentioned anything?
He's not going to say anything. One, he's in the COVID protocol, so he hasn't spoken to the media. The expectation is that he'll be back tomorrow. But I would imagine he's going to deflect any question having to do with Kyrie Irving. It's his teammate. It's his really close friend. So there's not going to be anything you can really get out of Durant outside of him probably defending him.
Okay. You know, and I don't think, here's the thing, though, if I'm a media person, I'm not asking him to throw him under the bus. I'm asking Katie, like, how do you feel about all this? You know what I mean? Like, you know, you sacrificed a lot. You came here to join forces with him to come here and win a championship. You know, I know that, you know, our topic of discussion here today is, you know, Anita, am I concerned? Are Nets fans concerned? Well, I think the most important person that I want to know is concerned is KD concerned. And if he's concerned, then yeah, we all need to be concerned, you know? So
yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And lastly, we will just leave you off with this. I don't know if you want to take it in the next segment, but Deshaun Watson, it looks like he's unhappy with the Texans. They didn't involve him in that DeAndre Hopkins trade. They didn't consult him when they hired GM Nick Caserio. And he also expressed, according to reports, that he wanted Eric Bieniemy, and of course the Texans have not interviewed him. So Deshaun Watson could be on the trading block. A lot of people think that they won't end up trading him. But if he is, teams like the Niners, the Dolphins, my New York Jets, and in theory the Giants, I know you said that with the Gettleman and Daniel Jones hip attachment, you can rule them out. But those are four teams that could be in the conversation if he does become available. As far as being a destination for one of the best quarterbacks, top five, top six quarterback in the NFL.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.